With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden Saturday signed into law the $1.2 trillion spending package that passed the House Friday morning and the Senate early Saturday morning. The measure keeps the government funded into the fall. Meanwhile, the former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says helping Israel defeat Hamas is in the best interest of the United States.
Former Senator Talent says President Biden has lost sight of one important fact in the Israel-Hamas war.
Iran is our chief adversary in the Middle East.
And is trying to control the entire region using a number of proxies.
Hamas is one of them, Hezbollah is another.
Already at Iran's direction to launch terrorist attacks like the one that now has Israel fighting for its very survival in Gaza.
And by the way, in defeating Hamas, they're defeating an enemy of the United States. They're doing us a favor.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Islamic State Group's Afghanistan affiliate claiming responsibility for Friday's attack at a Moscow concert hall that killed over 133 people. But Rika Ann Garcia reports Russia's leader says he knows who was really behind the attack at Crocus Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to the attack on a concert hall in Moscow that killed more than 100 people. Putin recently addressed his country and says additional security measures have been imposed throughout Russia. In his statement, he assures that assistance will be extended to the families of the victims and offers his sincerest condolences.
But Ukraine's president disputes the allegation, as we hear from Sarah Rainsford.
In his own nightly address, Mr. Zelensky accused Russia itself of terrorism against Ukraine, destroying its cities and sending soldiers who torture and rape.
This is SRN News. Transgender apparently carries a lot of weight at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has a hard and fast rule. If you're a man and you feel like you're a woman, you can use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And if real women have a problem with that, tough. Patricia Silva found that out this month when she objected to a man disrobing in the women's locker room at her Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness, and she had her membership revoked. Some critics say it's time for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria, and problems in that African country still remain. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria, where the government seems powerless to bring the terrorists to heel. This is SRN News. To the polls.
Voters are heading to the polls in Missouri and Louisiana today for presidential primary votes. The outcomes are not suspenseful, since President Biden and former President Donald Trump have already clinched their party nominations for the November election. But these primary races in Louisiana and Missouri are being watched by insiders looking for trends on turnout and any signs of protest votes. For Biden, some liberals in other states have been writing in uncommitted to show their anger over support for Israel's assault on Gaza. Trump faces dissent from some who are worried about his legal troubles. The primary in Missouri is only for Democrats. Republicans there already held their caucuses earlier this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.